So we're talking with Matthew Brabham, who is making his Star Mazda debut at the IMS test this Wednesday and Thursday. He's the third generation racer, grandson of Sir Jack Brabham and son of Jeff Brabham. Matthew, lovely to speak with you. Congratulations on your test. How did it go today?
Yeah, it went really well. It was a lot of fun, and it was awesome fun. I mean, the car's got a lot more power to what I'm used to, so it was a lot of fun. You know, straight out of the box, I wasn't really expecting it to have that much power, so it was great. But the track's really fun as well. I got to do turn one in Indianapolis, so that was quite entertaining, and the test went pretty well for me, so I'm happy, and had a lot of fun, so it was great.
Terrific. What in your estimation is the biggest difference or differences between the USF 2000 cars you've been driving and the Star Mazdas? The power, obviously.
Power, and the gearbox is definitely a lot different. We got 6 gears, so it helps a little bit. And the way with the auto cut upshift is pretty cool as well. So you don't really have to worry about flipping a solo one upshift. Yeah, it's a little bit different, and the grip, it has a lot more grip than corner, so it's just basically an all-round step up, I guess. They're the main differences, but yeah.
Terrific. It looked to me, from looking at the live timing and the timesheets, like the afternoon session was a little slower than the morning session. Why was that, do you suppose?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm kind of new to it all, so I'm still feeling things out, I guess, and it was really good straight out of the box, I guess, and I'm not sure, it's kind of hard for me to, make changes or understand what the car was doing, because it's the first time I've ever been in it, so it was difficult to progress, I guess, but in the end, we weren't too far off, so I'm pretty pleased how it all ended up.
Okay, don't let me give you the impression I was speaking specifically about you. Everybody was slower, so I was wondering if you thought the track was maybe a little more slippery or the conditions got a little worse, or...
Well, I think it was just a little bit hotter, and usually when it gets a little bit hotter, it gets slower, so... Yeah. The track didn't feel too different, but, just the times are slower, so... I'm not really sure, but,
all right.
Yeah.
What's your assessment of the talent that you saw out there in the Star Mazda field today? Anything impressive? You're obviously going to be racing in the series next season, and possibly some of these guys will be racing right alongside you. Anybody you're going to keep a particular eye on?
I got my teammates from last year. I mean, we were head-to-head all last year, and I'm sure I'm going to be head-to-head all this next year as well. So,
that's Spencer?
It's going to be interesting, but yeah.
Okay.
But it's going to be interesting. I mean, they're all pretty close today, so it's tough to know. I mean, we'll have to wait until the first race, I guess, to get a feel for everybody in the field. But, everybody's kind of learning it, I guess, and so far it seems very good, so I'm looking forward to it.
Terrific. Let's see. There was one other question I wanted to ask you. This may be a little delicate for you, and I don't want to tramp into any areas, but you're obviously racing royalty in some sense. There are a few others out there like Graham Rahal and Marco Andretti and such. Do you feel that's an advantage for you in what you're trying to achieve, or is it an extra weight to carry, or some combination of the two?
I think it's an advantage. I mean, I guess the only disadvantage I can see is, the pressure, I guess, but, I don't get any pressure because the way I look at it, it's just my family, and nothing more in my eyes, so... It's all, there's no real pressure. The only pressure I really get is the pressure for myself. So other than that, I mean, it's just, I see it as a massive advantage because, it's, dad and there's all the people over here, and when he was racing here, and grandpa, you know, has all his great stories that he tells me and inspires me with. So, you know, the family's, you know, it's been racing for a long time and they've done quite well. So,
terrific.
Definitely an advantage.
I know I haven't heard any announcements yet, and I don't want you to, you know, blow your cover, but have you decided on a team for next year?
I'm not really sure at this point. It's really hard for me to say. I mean, I've been busy going back and forth from England a lot, and Dad's been sorting that all out for me at the moment. So I've just been focusing on my stuff in England with the team, the state scholarship, and driving. So I haven't been looking too much into that side, but it's kind of hard to comment on that, I guess.
All right. How's the Team USA stuff going?
Yeah, it's going great. It's a lot of fun, and the racing is really, really tough over there, so I'm learning a lot. It's been great.
Excellent. Matthew, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Good luck in your choice of teams. We look forward to seeing you on the grid next season in Star Mazda.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
We'll talk to you.